come into the tree, where a necklace of rope, side by side with me. Strange things did happen here, no stranger would it be if we met up at midnight in the hanging tree.
There's blood on the side of the mountain, there's writing all over the wall. Shadows of us are still dancing in every room and every hall. The snow falling over the city, you thought that it would wash away the bitter taste of my fury and all of the messes you made. Yeah, you think that you got away, but I'm in the trees, I'm in the breeze, my footsteps on the ground. You'll see my face in every place, but you can't catch me now. Through waiting grass, the months will pass, you'll feel it all around. I'm here, I'm there, I'm everywhere, but you can't catch me now. You can't catch me now. Bet you thought I'd never do it, thought it'd go over my head. I bet you figured I'd pass with the winter, be something easy to forget. Oh, you think I'm gone cause I left, but I'm in the trees, I'm in the breeze, my footsteps on the ground. You see my face in every place, but you can't catch me.
Tie shit, tie shit, tie. I be on my suit and tie shit, tie shit. Can I show you a new thing?
Ready, JT?
I can't wait till I get you on the floor, good looking. Hey, going hot, so hot, just like an oven. And I'll burn myself, I just had to touch it. But it's so fine, and it's all mine. Hey, baby, we don't mind all the watching. Hi, cause if they study close, real close, they might learn something. As long as I got my suit and tie, I'ma leave it all on the floor tonight. And you got fixed up to the nines, let me show you a few things. All dressed up in black and white, and you're dressed in that dress I like. Love is swinging in the air tonight, let me show you a few things. Let me show you a few things. Show you a few things about love. Now we're in the swing of love, let me show you a few. Let me get a good look at it. Ooh, so thick. Now I know why they call it a fatty. And oh, shit, so sick. Got a hit and picked up a habit. That's alright, cause you're all mine. Oh, go on, show them who you call daddy. I guess they're just not cause, girl, they wish they had it. A classic, and you're all mine tonight. And as long as I got.
Hey, this is Amelia, And you're listening to Passenger Seat on 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
That dress I like, love is swinging in the air tonight. Let me show you a few things. Let me show you a few things. Show you a few things about love. Now we're in the swing of love. Let me show you a few things. Show you a few things about love. Hey,
get out your seat, Hov.
All black at the white shows. White shoes at the black shows. Green car for the Cuban links. Y'all sit back and enjoy the light show. Nothing exceeds like excess. Style guy, gal from having the best of the best. Is this what it's all about? I'm at the rest. The brunt, my rent, disturbing the guests. Years of distress, tears on the dress. Try to hide a face with some makeup sex. This is trouble season. Time for tuxedos for no reason. All saints for my angel. Alexander Wang too. Ass tight denim and some dunks. I show you how to do this, young. No papers, catch papers, get high. Out Vegas, Sousa's on doubles, ain't looking for trouble. You just got good genes, so a nigga tryna cuff you. Tell your mother that I love her, cause I love you. Tell your father we go father as a couple. They ain't lose a daughter, got a son. I show you how to do this, huh?
As long as I've got my suit and tie, I'ma leave it all on the floor tonight. Baby got fixed up to the nines. Let me show you a few things. All dressed up in black and white, and you're dressed in that dress I like. Love is swinging in the air tonight. Let me show you a few things. Let me show you a few things. Show you a few things about love. Love, love. Let me show you a few things. Show you a few things about love. Hey.
Hello, hello, hello. Hi, everybody. Welcome to Passenger Seat. It is currently 2 a.m. in Medford, Massachusetts. I hope you're all having a wonderful night. I know we are. And tonight on in our passenger seat, we have the lovely Medina Drinkard. Let me turn her mic on.
Hello, everyone. I'm Amelia's friend here at Tufts. Happy to be in the passenger seat tonight.
Yes.
This morning.
This morning. It's Saturday morning. Very, very, very exciting. So, Medina, how are we feeling tonight?
We're feeling good. We're ready to give you an interesting combination of music.
A very interesting combination. Just for context, Medina and I have been working very, very hard on this playlist throughout the day. It's been a lot of back and forth on what's going to make it onto the radio.
Right.
We were trying to figure out a good vibe for everyone. And, you know, how I usually go about my shows is I will tend to play something a little bit more chill, maybe a bit more mellow. But, I don't know, tonight there's just something in the air, I guess.
Right.
And Medina and I are getting really hyped tonight. But, you know, we're going to have a big mix of things. Some might say an amalgamation.
Amalgamation.
Of things. Shout out to our favorite a cappella group on Tufts campus, the Amalgamates.
Right.
If any Tufts students are listening right now, we did indeed go to the Riff Off tonight.
Tufts, was it eventful? Boy,
yes,
was it eventful.
Yes, it was quite eventful. And for those of you who do not know what a Riff Off is, it's from Pitch Perfect, and it's when these a cappella groups almost battle and go head-to-head. And, you know, they riff. They really riff. And so, Medina, were there any favorite performances of the night? Any songs, any groups that stood out to you?
Besides all of the Amalgamates performances, I'm going to have to shout out the Jills and
yes.
S Factor and Ladies of Essence who won tonight.
Ooh,
rightfully ooh. So. All the groups were amazing. I just felt so much energy in that room. Boy, was it nice to watch.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
And it was toasty in that room. We were kind of cramped in, like, this
mm-hmm.
performance hall. It was the first ever Riff Off the Tufts has done, which is shocking because there's 9 a cappella groups on campus,
right.
which is a lot. But
That's our sports here.
Literally our sports. Like, we're D3 sports, but D1 acapella.
Oh, and yes, we are.
Exactly. But, you know, we are so proud. We have multiple friends in acapella, right, which is very fun and very exciting. Random segue, but we're going to... Let's see if the music works, because my computer is just glitching. If not, we can ramble for you guys.
Right.
But our next song that we're supposed to play is All the Stars by Kendrick Lamar featuring SZA. Okay, let's see how this goes. Hello. Okay, let's try this one more time. For some reason, it doesn't seem to want to work completely. I'm going to troubleshoot it once more, and let's see how it goes. Is it anything and everything you offer? Or do the feeling hurt you? I know the feeling hurt you. Cause maybe the night that my tears might let me know. All the stars are gone, sure. All the stars are gone, sure. All the stars are gone, sure. Maybe the night that my tears might let me know. All the stars are closer. All the stars are closer. All the stars are closer.
Tell me what you gonna do to me. Confrontation ain't nothing new to me. You could bring a bullet, bring a sword, bring a morgue, but you can't bring the truth to me. Fuck you and all your expectations. I don't even want your congratulations. I recognize your false confidence and calculated promises all in your conversations. I hate people that feel entitled. Look at me crazy cause I ain't invite you. Oh, you important, you the moral to the story. You endorsing motherfucker, I don't even like you. Corrupt a man's heart with a gift. That's how you find out who you're dealing with. A small percentage you I'm building with. I want the credit if I'm losing or I'm winning. Oh, my mama, that's the realest shit.
Let's talk about love.
Get away from me. If you do, I won't move. I ain't just cry for no reason. I ain't just pray for no reason. I give thanks for the day, for the hours, and another way, another life breathing. I did it all cause I feel good. I wouldn't do it at all if you feel bad. Better live your life. We're running out of time. Let's talk about
All the Stars by Kendrick Lamar featuring SZA. Alrighty, let me turn on this mic. Okay, so Medina, you are our resident SZA fan of right. The night. So I don't know if you could give me some insight on like why, like what about SZA like resonates with you? Like why is she one of your favorite artists? Like talk to me.
I think listening to SZA for the first time in maybe 7th, 8th grade, 2017, 18. And just hearing like such a unique voice, especially as someone who always loved to sing but couldn't really sing. I got to hear someone who had such a unique voice and was like so beautiful in that. And I'm like, oh, wow. And then at that point in time, I didn't really resonate with too many of the lyrics of Control and like her early albums. But then I think in high school and just being able to listen to her music and like give into like loving yourself, loving other people, but also like allowing yourself to feel jealousy at times.
Yes.
Like I just, yes. She's just like so, she's one of like someone who talks about such like trivial things, but it's so real.
No, that's so true. Love her music. I love her. Like her lyricism, like I'm such a big lyrics girl. Like lyrics make a song for me. Like her lyricism is so beautiful and raw. And I think also she is just like a beautiful human. Like,
right.
Besides the fact that
like a goddess.
Yeah, she's literally, literally a goddess. God is a woman and she is SZA.
God is a woman. Ariana would approve.
Ariana would approve.
Speaking of.
That's what I was about to say. Speaking of Ariana Grande, as a matter of fact, we are here to support our, once again, back to acapella. We're going to talk a little more about it, probably after I play the song, but speaking of Ariana Grande, The Amalgamates, Tufts' first all-gender acapella group just released their new album tonight, Who Crashed the Car.
We, in fact,
were at the listening function tonight, which was very fun.
We got invited.
We were there. One of our dearest friends, two of our dearest friends are on the mates.
Right.
Like, such talented humans. And so we want to give them a little representation on WMFO, you know, a little acapella WMFO collab. So here is Greedy by The Amalgamates off their new album, Who Crashed the Car.
I'm making it obvious by knocking at your door. I know that I'm coming tonight. You know I'm coming tonight. Don't want to deny it anymore. Been in this state of mind. Been in this state of mind. Been in this state. Physically obsessed, and I'm greedy, cause I'm so greedy, cause I'm so greedy. Ooh. You know that I'm greedy for love. You know that I'm greedy for love. Greedy. Ooh. You know that I'm greedy for love. You know that I'm greedy for love. I don't need a phone call. Got nothing to say. I'ma tell you when it's over. Baby, you got lucky cause you're rocking with the best, and I'm greedy.
That was Greedy by the Tufts Amalgamates. Honestly, a fantastic cover, I do have to say. As a Ariana Grande stan, like, I am obsessed with that. I think they did the song complete justice. Thoughts, Medina?
100% justice was given. I'm also an Ariana Grande fan. Did go to her REM tour, 8th grade. That was my graduation gift from middle school. I don't know who gets a graduation gift from middle school, like the bare minimum.
You know what my graduation gift from middle school is?
What did you get one?
A Why Don't We concert.
Oh, and
who let me be on the radio?
I think both of us should keep that in the closet.
Yeah, honestly, like that shouldn't be something that we're sharing publicly. But WMFO listeners, I hope that you like this little like tidbit about us. Honestly, I feel like a self-produced album, like that's very, very, very well produced. Like the backing vocals, the layering, like it's incredibly 100%. Impressive.
We were talking about this literally less than an hour ago, and I was like, they had to have a professional production company. There's no way that anybody did this themselves.
Literally.
It sounds so good.
Yeah. Like, let me look what other songs are on the album. For those of you who are interested and might not just like Ariana Grande. We have Jolene. Right. We have Favorite Crime. Let's see, Somebody to Love is the album closer. That one is great. Like, such a...
That
like,
was great.
That's a classic song in general. And I honestly feel like that song is very well suited for acapella, which is really nice. Medina, thoughts on, I guess, like, the acapella culture at Tufts, at colleges, like... I don't know, any opinions that you like to share, like, on the air?
I had no idea how large it was at Tufts, and that Tufts is supposedly one of the influencers for Pitch Perfect and all these, like, this craze of acapella. Loved Pitch Perfect growing up, always thought that that was such a phenomenon, but had no idea that that was going to be at the university I attended, and honestly... prefer it over sports.
Literally.
I love when people are allowed to be creative, have just a talent, and it's appreciated, whether that be musical theater, dance, just, you know, supporting
the arts.
The arts is just, it's such a beautiful thing. It's excelling the world in a different way.
I think acapella also is, like, uniquely, like, you have to be very skilled to do it, because singing with no backing track, like, anybody that's not a singer is going to sound bizarre, like, without a back, and the fact that they are creating their own backing tracks with their own voices is very, very impressive.
You know what I say? I'm always so impressed by the beatboxers.
Yes.
Full respect to the whole team.
Yes.
The beatboxers always blow my mind.
No, it's, like, very, very impressive, and honestly, like, from what I've heard from our friends that are in acapella is that, like, they're getting trained to beatbox, too, like, fresh into the group, like, you are getting trained to, like, learn, they call it, I think, perking. They call it perking, as in, like, percussion, which is really funny. And, like, honestly, like, we're talking all about acapella. Like, at this point, like, I'll probably bring, at some point, Frankie, our friend, on the show.
He needs to come.
And he'll talk about his firsthand experience, because we're talking about this as observers, as NARPs, non-athletic, regular people. But I feel like they should call, like, NARP, but with, like, a double A, like, or maybe non-ARP, like non-athletic, non-acapella, regular people.
Non-ARPs.
Non-ARP. Like, we should start coining that, honestly. And speaking of the arts and musical theater, we are about to play a song from a show that I think is made for the kids who love theater, the kids who love acapella. And this is honestly a fantastic cover. So everybody enjoy Valerie by the Glee cast. Here
Buckle
we go.
Up.
Well, sometimes I go out by myself and I look across the water and I think of all the things what you're doing, and in my head I paint a picture. Since I've come on home when my body's been a mess and I miss your ginger hair and the way you like your dress, I want you to come on over. Stop making a fool out of me.
Glee cast version. I hope you all enjoyed that as much as we did, because you already know we were like,
we were singing
a whole,
in the background,
like, our own show in here. Like, oh my god, what a banger. I truly adore that song. Like, it's perfection. Like,
perfection. Amy's version and the Glee version.
For real. Like, but the Glee version.
But the Glee version is always going to do it for me.
There's something about it that's
100%.
Just superb. But honestly, like, I feel like Glee was such a pivotal show for me, like, as a child. Like, I watched Glee in sixth grade, which I feel like it's a little...
You were a little young.
Just a little bit.
For Sue. You're a little young for Sue Sylvester.
Like, I feel like a sixth grader shouldn't be watching Glee. Like, in hindsight, like, I don't think I'm gonna let my sixth grader watch Glee. And, like,
no.
No. Point blank period, no.
But I have to say, I was also there a little bit young with Glee. I would say maybe end of middle school as well.
Yeah.
I think it was just beyond TV. My dad would be watching it. I'd walk in and I'm like, Sue is so funny.
Yes.
And I just, there's a few characters. I loved Kurt, love Mercedes,
Sue,
loved.
Like,
oh, I'm terrible. I'm like Sue.
Yeah.
I'm terrible.
I have a really vivid memory of my first interaction with Glee. Was like, I was in my great aunt's house in Connecticut, and my mom and I were watching it, and I was like in third grade and I had no idea what was going on.
Right.
But like, there was something so captivating about that
so
show.
Captivating.
The plot of that, we could do a whole show just on Glee. We almost did, actually.
Right.
Today we were thinking, do we just do,
we got carried away a bit after Valerie.
Yeah. And then like our friend was like, no.
Yeah, we got shut down by the acapella man himself.
He said no more Glee. And
no,
I feel
more.
Like when someone in acapella tells me no more Glee, like, you know.
Yeah.
Well, honestly, I feel like Glee, like, okay, which character in Glee do you, like, identify with most? I know I just said you were Sue Coda, but, like, you can, I won't let you answer that.
I feel like I've always been told a mixture of Mercedes and Santana.
Oh!
For myself.
Yeah.
And I see it.
Santana, I like, not that I forgot, I mean, like, obviously she just sang the song, but, like,
right.
For you, I forgot that was a possibility, and, like, honestly, real.
Right.
Like, I see that.
And yourself, what do you think?
For myself, I always, like, I feel like there is a little part of me that is Rachel Berry. Like, a
right.
Teeny part of me. And I think all of us have a little bit of Rachel Berry.
Everybody has to.
Yeah. You're not, like, human if you're not a little Rachel Berry.
Right.
But, honestly, like, I'm trying to think. I feel like a lot of them are just so bizarre.
So bizarre.
Maybe a little bit of Britney sometimes.
Ooh,
when
yes.
They get a little spacey. Like,
mm-hmm.
Britney, I think, definitely, definitely shines through. But I feel like something out of that whole... this isn't who I identify with. But I would have to say that Blaine is by far my favorite character on Glee.
And I'm a Blaine stan.
Yes.
Well.
Like, again, we almost played Bills,
right.
The Glee cast cover. Because the Warblers are incredible.
Incredible.
Like, they're life-changing. And I don't know. I'm trying to think of a... Like, Glee really went off the rails. I think it's what... Everybody always... We always say that about every, like, teen TV show, but, like...
But, wow.
What's the term? They jumped the shark.
They jumped the ship.
Wait. No, I think it's jump the shark.
Jump the shark?
Yeah, I'm gonna look it up.
Well, we'll have the viewers vote, though they can't.
Yeah, guys, jump the ship.
Vote in your head.
Let's see. The idiom, jumping the shark, is a
pejorative
that is used to argue that a creative work or entity has reached a point in which it has exhausted its core intent and is introducing new ideas that are discordant with or an over-exaggeration of its original purpose.
Who gave this? Merriam-Webster? I disagree.
Wikipedia.
Oh, not even trustworthy.
But Glee most definitely jumped the shark. I remember the first time I heard this term was in reference to Riverdale.
Wow.
And Riverdale... definitely jumped the shark.
And I mean, Riverdale was never amazing, but that first season I was captivated.
Yep, I was
to see.
Oh my god, speaking of Riverdale, did you see how everyone was talking about Cole Sprouse and that thing about like the Zack and Cody 15 years since they ordered?
Did they go to dinner?
Did they end up, sorry if you guys hear like our chairs squeaking. Yeah. We're just having a grand old time here.
Right.
I don't know. It's basically, guys, for those of you that don't know. So, like, obviously, Dylan and Cole Sprouse, the Sprouse twins,
mm-hmm.
They were on a TV show, Zack and Cody.
Mm-hmm.
That one was just the sweet life of Zack and Cody. That one was the hotel.
That was the hotel.
Yes.
Yeah.
The Tipton.
Mm-hmm.
and basically, I don't know what the context was of this whatsoever, but they were basically, like,
they're basically like, they made a dinner reservation. They're like, sorry, we don't have room for you until November 15th, 2023. And this was 15 years ago. And guys, they officially made it, their dinner reservation.
Hope they got that Italian food.
Yes, deserved. I can't. Sorry, guys. It's like 2:30 a.m. If we ever start giggling, we are tired.
Yeah.
We are definitely tired. But, you know, one of the exciting things that's happening in the next couple days is we are going home. Whoop, whoop. And where else would we be going home to? But, where else are we going home to? But our house by Madness.
Father wears his Sunday best. Mother's tired, she needs a rest. The kids are playing up downstairs. Sister's sighing in her sleep. Brother's got a date to keep, he can't hang around. And it's usually quite loud. Our mum, she's so house proud. Nothing ever slows her down, and a mess is not allowed. Our house, in the middle of our street. Our house, in the middle of our house, in the middle of our street.
Something tells you that you've got to move.
In the middle of our father gets up late for work. Sends the kids to school, sees them off with a small kiss. She's the one they're going to miss in lots of ways.
Alrighty, it is time for our PSA of the night. Medina, take it away.
Okay, here's a PSA about the worldwide prison population. Did you know that the United States has the world's largest documented prison population, both in absolute and proportional terms? According to the U.S. Department of Justice, more than 2.2 million prisoners are behind bars in the United States, a rate of 730 per 100,000 people. China, which is four times more populous than the United States, is a distant second, with 1.5 million people in prison, at a rate of 117 per 100,000, while Russia has the second highest rate of 606 per 100,000, for a total of 865 prisoners. Numbers to think about, a message in the public interest from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Thank you so much, Medina. Enjoy our house by Madness. That was Our House by Madness. I hope you enjoyed that. I'm sorry if you heard the end of Feather by Sabrina Carpenter. We were just talking about our PSAs.
Right.
Which, honestly, love that so much. And I love that we are spreading good information. Because, right, honestly, like, I think I'm going to learn something new every other week when I'm on here.
Every other week.
And also when I tune in to listen to the other WMFO shows, which, again, you should all do. Listen to WMFO at all hours. Support our radio. I'm so happy that you guys are listening tonight, and I hope you, or slash this morning.
This morning.
If you're out on the road, if you have anyone in the passenger seat, shout out to you. Also, I forgot to give a shout out to my roommate, if you're still awake.
Yes!
Shout out to my roommate, Sammy Walter. Love you. Vermont represent.
Represent
I'm
Vermont.
Not from Vermont, but Vermont represent for Sammy. Sammy, if you're not awake, hope you're sleeping well. Last time on my first show, I walked into the room and she was asleep with her iPad on with listening to the show, which was
your very, biggest very supporter. Sweet.
Yes, I got it. I have at least one supporter confirmed.
Two.
And shout out to my mom back home. Right. Love you, mommy. thanks for listening to the radio. Speaking of moms and home, how are you feeling about Thanksgiving? Are you ready to go home? Ready to see everyone?
Boy, am I ready to be in my bed. We're talking about our beds. Yes. I'm ready to get in that queen bed that was purchased for my little spoiled self at 13 years old. And my mother, I've been talking to her on the phone. Aww. Shout out to my mom.
Yes.
She's not listening. am I ready to go home? I mean, you're farther from home, much farther than I am. Are you ready to go home?
I'm so ready to go home. I wasn't originally supposed to, but I'm so excited that I am. And just to be home and see my people.
Right.
And be in our house. In my our madness. House. That was not at all why I put that song on the playlist, but it ended up just working really, really well as a seamless transition.
Seamless.
Like, you wouldn't even know. Medina, thoughts on Thanksgiving food?
I was talking about this in Spanish with my Spanish teacher. Hate turkey.
Oh.
Seven. I only speak the truth. I speak for all when I say that turkey is the driest meat on the planet.
Yes.
Now, yes. I'm more of a sides partaker.
I like a cold turkey, though, on a sandwich.
Okay. No, I understand that. When it's thin enough. It has to be thin enough.
Yes.
I just, like, a cold cut is completely different than a Thanksgiving turkey.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a sides girl. Love mac and cheese.
Yes.
Love some vegetables.
Yes.
I'm not a big stuffing lover, but I love
I've never had stuffing, sweet potatoes. But I decided that
neither
I don't
have
like
I.
It.
Neither have I.
Guys, I have to stop creaking this chair because it is very audible. Okay. But yeah. But yeah, I don't know. I feel like Thanksgiving food really goes one way or the other.
Mm-hmm.
I love mashed potatoes. I know you don't love mashed potatoes.
Right.
You like okay. a roasted, though.
I like a roasted potato. I love potato in all formed, actually, but mashed. So you missed me there.
I know. We were actually, before coming here, we were scrolling through Instagram. Well, I was scrolling through Instagram. Let me make that distinction here. And poor Medina had to watch all the videos
right.
of all the different recipes of various potatoes. Various hash browns. Honestly, I think
which
Thanksgiving
I've been craving.
Should just be like potato. Yes. I honestly feel like Thanksgiving should just be like potato day at a certain point. Like, maybe when I am hosting my own, maybe if we do a Friendsgiving at some point, it can just be various potato dishes. What do you think?
Did you just make me speechless? Wow.
It'd be various potatoes and then roasted broccoli.
Because you know I love, and that's something we all love.
We do all love it. Even Callie.
Even Callie.
And that's saying a lot.
Who's our friend Callie? Shout out to Callie.
Shout out to Callie. Callie, if you're listening, we love you.
We do love you. Hope you're sleeping well.
Yes. We're giving shout outs to everyone at this point.
Right.
Like, oh my God, imagine if she is listening.
Aww.
She's asleep.
She's not.
So funny. But no, Thanksgiving food is very much a hit or miss for me. Mm-hmm. I'm saying we're a chicken family. We're not a turkey family.
I agree there.
And I don't know. I'm very excited to just, like, have a home-cooked meal, have also, like, L.A. food. Because I was saying the food on the East Coast is very, very different. I think I might have talked about this a little. I did talk about this on my last show.
Oh, hating on the greasy food here.
It's not even greasy. There's just something about it that's, like, different.
Not as I think it's a New England thing, too.
Honestly, yeah.
I was talking about how at least in New Jersey, there's a lot more fresh produce, I feel. Mm-hmm. But it's also just a college thing, too.
Yeah, that's true.
But I mean, here, like, the soil isn't food systems, me talking. Shout out to my professor, Kathy Stan. Dr. Kathy Stan. Thank you so much for this information.
Oh, my gosh.
New England soil, terrible.
Really?
Terrible. Produce is not grown here as frequently as it is in California or New Jersey.
Yeah. Garden State.
Shout out to the Garden State. The most populated state in the nation based on square foot.
Is it really?
Yep.
Oh, I didn't know
that. That's why everybody you think of from New Jersey, because there's so many
there's
of us.
Lot.
We're packed in that small little place.
You are packed in tight like sardines.
Like sardines.
But we love Jersey. I go to Jersey a lot.
Yep.
But you know who's... She's not from New Jersey. trying to make a fun little transition, but I'm just play a little song for you guys because I feel like we talked enough for a second. You can have a little break from us. Here is Feather by the one and only Disney star Sabrina, former Disney star Sabrina Carpenter, also currently opening for the Eras.
When I try to make plans more than 2 hours in advance, slam the door, hit ignore.
For your loss.
Was Feather by Sabrina Carpenter. That has probably been one of my most streamed songs probably of the last, like, I don't know, couple months. There's something about that song that I feel like just, you know, for lack of better description, I use this as a description a lot when I'm describing music, like scratches an itch in my brain.
Right.
It's a very, very, very good pop song, I do have to say.
I was gonna say, it's returning to true pop for me. I feel like we haven't had true pop since, I don't know, like Teenage Dream.
Yep!
Katy Perry! Katy Perry is exactly who I think of when I think of the ideal pop.
Mm-hmm. Like wide awake.
The epitome of pop. I'm wide awake. So sorry to all the listeners.
We should do like a live performance right
now. I feel like that's what they need at 2 a.m. If people could respond to us, they'd say yes. Maybe that's what we need at 2 a.m.
I'm wide awake.
Oh!
That's us right now. We are wide awake.
We're wide awake. Have a little sip of a few coffees. Not great for the listeners, but
it's okay. They're having a ball. I already know. No, Wide Awake is such a good song, and I don't know. A lot of, like, Sabrina Carpenter, this album has really been such a hit for her, The Emails I Can't Send. She, like, with this song, obviously blowing up online, mm-hmm. like. Nonsense is also just very right. Nonsense is very Ariana Grande inspired to me. I feel like that song could have been on Positions and Ariana could have sang it, which is like, again, not a bad thing at all, but you can tell where her inspirations are coming right. from for sure. But people are saying that Sabrina should have been nominated for Best New Artist at the Grammys this year. And
who was nominated? I don't know.
Gracie Abrams.
Okay.
Noah Kahan.
Huh.
I'm trying to think. Those are like the two notable ones in my mind.
Okay.
I'm gonna actually look that up. But like the Grammy nominations have been very interesting. I haven't seen, like, any, like, huge people being like, oh my god, this person was so obviously snubbed.
Right.
Let's see. Grammys?
A little bit too predictable for me. Also, I feel like in the past year and so...
Oh, Ice Spice?
Oh.
I think she honestly is deserving of Best New Artist.
Yes, no, definitely for sure.
Let's see. Gracie Abrams, Fred Again, Ice Spice, Jelly Roll.
Fred Again.
Coco Jones, she's the one from,
Oh my god, from Let It Shine.
Amazing. Noah Kahan, Victoria Monet, and The War and Treaty. Okay.
Okay. I would have, I mean, I wouldn't take anybody away, but I definitely would add Sabrina in that category.
I agree. And I feel like Sabrina, I don't know, the thing that I guess is hard about her is I feel like she's not the newest artist, just because she's been around for a while. Mm-hmm. But, like, Noah Kahan has been
but
releasing
But so has
music,
Noah Kahan.
Yeah. Has been releasing music for a while now. And I'm glad Gracie got the nomination, but honestly, I prefer Sabrina's music to Gracie's, just because Gracie's very much, like, she's a Nepo baby, mm-hmm. a lot of, like, whisper singing.
It's very, like, chatty in my ear.
Yes. Exactly. I couldn't have said it better myself. But, honestly, like, good for her. I do think her production is good, because it's Aaron 100%. Dessner, who's, like, the guy from The National that worked with Taylor Swift, so I think, wow. like... I love that for her. But speaking of some pop princesses, we are going to play you some Gwen Stefani. So mm-hmm. here is The Sweet Escape by Gwen Stefani featuring Akon. Is that how you pronounce it? I think so. But here is The Sweet Escape.
Escape. Woo! If I could escape, woo!
Escape by Gwen Stefani featuring Akon. I hope you all enjoyed that one. Such a fun song. Such a fun song. And Medina, while we were listening, brought up a great point, how, again, Gwen was a judge on The Voice. Medina, what is your, I guess, reality singing competition show of choice? Is it The Voice, or is it something else?
This is The Voice. Yes, I love... Oh, my mom was such an endorser of that show. I have to say, as of late, which is, I'm years behind on this.
Years
behind. But, and by years, I mean like 2 years behind on this. But I've been getting a lot of Masked Singer clips on my TikTok.
I loved the Masked Singer.
And let me tell you.
Tell me.
And let me tell you.
Yes.
I didn't realize that Wendy Williams was on that show.
Wait, should I play her song right now?
It would,
Native New Yorker. Wait, that's like my family and I's like really big inside joke is that, because we love that clip.
I recently saw it. You know I love Wendy Williams.
Yes.
Shout out to Wendy.
Yes.
Her house is literally 5 minutes from mine in the good old Garden State.
Wait, I didn't know that.
That's my biggest, that's the one thing I can... And that the Masked Singer is very entertaining, I have to say. But The Voice was always my show of choice. I just thought that the judges were really, really qualified. I mean, I loved Blake.
Yes.
Sorry.
Oh, you love when he did the thing where he pointed at himself, didn't you? You would love that. You would eat that up.
Because I knew once he turned that chair around, if that person's out in any country, they were going for Blake.
Yep.
Anyway,
he produced Winners.
What?
He made Winners, know what I'm saying? Like, he...
Yeah.
Like, he, like, cultivated Winners from that, off that
he,
show.
He, every... I think a lot of people had successful stars, but
Team Blake and Team Adam.
I was a huge Maroon 5 girl as a kid as well, so I just... Yes. I loved it all. I loved The Voice.
Mine of choice would probably... I was raised on a lot of American Idol.
Okay.
Which, like, I love, and I loved when Randy Jackson was... there's that one thing that he would say all the time. He was like, oh my god, it's like such a famous quote. I have to look it up. Sorry.
No. We need to get this right.
Randy Jackson, it's like American Idol quote. It's like something... No. What were his catchphrases? Let's see. It's something like dog. He would always say dog. Oh, it's a no for me, dog.
That is ringing a bell.
Yep. Like, I couldn't even tell you who Randy Jackson was. And
right.
The only reason why I know who he is because of American Idol, and I don't know. Like, I could not tell you anything else. But, I don't know. And then I watched a lot of American Idol, like, I don't know, middle school.
Right.
I got back into it. High school kind of fell off a bit. But, like, Masked Singer, I was really into that. We loved that. And we have this one video in my family of when Ninja, the Twitch streamer, was on the Masked Singer. And my mom, like, my mom's really good at guessing all of them.
Uh-huh.
And she was so mad because she, like, she was like, no one knows who Ninja is. Like, nobody knows Ninja.
And she has a valid point.
Yeah, like, she's not completely wrong. Like, she really is not. But... honestly, like, T-Pain, who won... Sorry, spoiler alert. He won season one of The Masked Singer.
T-Pain won?
Yes.
And I
so
love...
Good.
Did I tell you I love T-Pain?
Oh, my God. Really?
I made three... On three separate occasions have I done a TikTok in high school for a school project where a T-Pain song was featured.
Really? Wait, I love that. That's amazing.
That's a problem.
Like, but T-Pain, his actual singing voice is beautiful. Like, it's... I'll show you clips of him later. Okay. Let's see, we have about, like, 4-ish minutes left, so I'm gonna fade us into the next song right now, but I just want to say that this is Amelia, and who else do we have on the air with me right now?
Medina,
in the passenger seat, and you are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts, Freeform Radio.
You can see she's a beautiful girl, she's a beautiful girl. Everything around her is a silver pool of light. People who surround her feel the benefit of it and makes you count. She'll hold you captivated in a pound. Suddenly I see, this is what I
she's born in black and white. Makes you feel warmer when you're trying to remember what you are. She likes to leave you hanging on a word. Suddenly I see. This is what I want to be. Suddenly I see. Why the hell it means so much to me.
Suddenly I see.
But this is what looking at me, I can see her eyes looking from the page of a magazine. She makes me feel like I could be a tower, big strong giant, the power to be, the power to give, the power to see, yeah, yeah.
Suddenly I see.
She got the power to be, the power
to give. I hope you all have been enjoying Passenger Seat tonight. And Medina, thank you so much for being the special guest.
I'm so honored to be in the Passenger Seat.
Yes, Medina will definitely be back in the Passenger Seat. Very exciting. Maybe I could say she was my chauffeur.
Woo!
Because I cannot drive. But stay tuned for tonight from 3 till 4 a.m. For Pass the Salt, Will Ya. Thank you all for listening.